So, guess what happened when Katherine Johnson angrily pointed out to her boss, Al Harrison, that she wasn't there when he was looking for her because she had to run half a mile across campus every time she got ready to use the bathroom because there was no bathroom for colored girls in their building. Mr. Harrison took a crowbar, a couple of tools with him, to the building where she was running to use the bathroom. And sure enough, right outside the bathroom, there was a sign hanging off the wall, horizontal to the floor, that said, "Colored girls only." Well, he didn't doubt that there was a sign. That's why he took the tools with him. And he used those tools to knock that sign down, to take it right off the wall. And once he finished taking it off the wall, there were several women, African-American women, white women, and a security guard standing there watching him knock that sign off the wall. And once he finished, he said, "At Nassau, there are no more bathrooms for colored girls and white girls. They're just bathrooms." And as he walked back to his office, he said, "At Nassau, we all pee the same color." If I stand still, then can I get far?
They want the moon, I'm on Mars. Yes, indeed.
And after that, Miss Johnson didn't exercise quite as much because she didn't have to run a mile round trip just to use the bathroom. I'm telling you, this was definitely a movie about challenges for the African-American women at Nassau, but I'm telling you, it was also a beautiful story about the embracing of diversity. That's why I'm discussing this on Power Friday. This was truly a story, a beautiful story, not just of diversity, but a story of embracing diversity. I'm telling you, I take my hat off to Al Harrison, the director at Nassau, who really pushed to see to it that the African Americans who were working there were treated well. Kirsten Durst played Vivian Michael, who was the supervisor apparently of all the women who were working at Nassau, most of them anyway. She was certainly over all the African-American women. She was aware of the fact that Octavia Spencer, who played Dorothy Vaughn, was supervising all these women without compensation. And she seemed to have no problems with that. Wouldn't you know it, Dorothy Vaughn was one sharp lady. I mean, really sharp. She used to walk as she would be getting her job done throughout the campus, particularly inside the buildings. And she saw where, in one particular room, a very big room, some IBM computers had been set up. Problem is, the white men who were given the responsibility for, number one, learning how to use the IBM equipment, and number two, learning how to make it work with their program so that they could run the numbers and know exactly how to get the astronauts into outer space and back to Earth safely. Couldn't figure out how to use the equipment. They just couldn't figure out how to do it. They couldn't get anywhere. Miss Vaughn saw the equipment and was pretty curious about it. And so she just kind of sort of started playing around with it. One day she went to the library, got a book dealing with technology, computers, and from her readings, she went into the big room with the IBM computer. Huge mainframes. This is when they still had the mainframes that were taller than we were. And they had had several walls, I think, of big, huge IBM mainframes. She started working with them and noticed some of the things that were wrong, and she corrected them. And while she was working with the mainframes one day, had everything running, the white men who had stepped out came back while she was there. And one of them informed her this was very, very sensitive equipment. She wasn't supposed to be in there. And one of them began to notice that the machines were running and they were putting out information, the very information they had been wanting but couldn't figure out how to obtain. To their credit, they brought her on board to get those mainframes to keep working. But they couldn't do it alone. Them, those few men, and Ms. Vaughn together were just not enough people to get everything going. They needed a team of people. Kirsten Durst, who played Vivian Michael, the woman who really didn't care that Ms. Vaughn was doing supervisory work without supervisory pay, went to her and let her know there was going to be a need for some people in the department where the IBM mainframes were located. Long and the short of it is, Ms. Vaughn ended up taking her entire team of African-American women with her to that new department to run those IBM computers. I told you about Miss Mary Jackson, played by Janelle Monáe. She became the first African-American engineer at NASA. By the way, all three of these women were college educated. Yes, college educated. Before, Miss Mary Jackson was college educated before she became an engineer, went back to school to become an engineer. And I'm telling you, they did some outstanding work. And it ended up, that whole team of African-American women made some tremendous contributions to getting America's first astronauts into outer space. Hats off to Senator John Glenn, played by Glenn Powell. John Glenn made it clear as he met the women who were going to be responsible for getting him into outer space and back. They had to, when he first met them, they were all outdoors, and NASA had the women separated by race. So the African-American women were off to themselves at a distance. After he had shaken the hands of quite a few of the white women, John Glenn skipped over the rest of the white women and went to the African-American women and shook their hands and talked with them for a while. Fast forwarding a bit, he discovered that Katherine Johnson was truly a genius. And when it came time for him to go into outer space, there was a problem reconciling the numbers. He let the director know, "I want you to have that smart lady reconcile the numbers. If she says it's a go, then I'll go. I'm fine. But she's got to reconcile the numbers first. She's got to let me know the numbers match up." Being the brilliant woman she was, she dropped everything that she was already doing, and in record time confirmed the numbers, and the rest is history. I'll be back in just a few. Let's soar some more.